On call, this regular scheduled City of Mountain Park City Council meeting for September 26, 2022 to order. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank everyone for being here tonight. Not quite as big a crowd as we had last week for the work session, but I think some folks are still recovering from that. So, before we get started, I'd like to ask the city clerk to please call roll.
Robin Auerbach, present. Carol Silver, present. For Brandon Bowman. Jim Still.
Present.
Mark Murphy.
Present.
Emily Myers.
Present.
All right. Do we have Councilman Colbert via Zoom or is he on there?
It might be iPhone.
I have an iPhone, but I don't know who that is.
Can we hear him?
Can he send us a text or something?
Yeah.
So you're not supposed
Bill,
to
are you on?
iPhone, is that you, Bill?
Are you talking to cell phone?
He was stuck in somewhere out west and was trying to get back.
I got an email.
All right, trying to connect.
Okay, so yes. You may not, because if I can't confirm that I
keep
can't.
Keep getting host server errors. Okay.
Okay, so he's not here.
All right, I'm going to tell him that if he tries to communicate, to communicate with Mark, because I might be distracted.
What do you mean?
Would you hurt him, Kevin?
I can't. Come
on.
Trying to connect, he says.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll let him know that he can connect to Mark if he wants to try to phone it in, however the case may be. I know we want to do part of this meeting tonight, so we'll see.
I can't even get an email on this.
Okay, well, we're going to get to that in just a minute. It's on the agenda. All right, let's start off with the financial report. I'll ask the city clerk to please read the financial report.
The ending bank balances as of August 30th, 2022 in the general fund are $1,353,815.14. In the enterprise fund, $486,913.58. In the court fund, $31,627.12. In the lake restoration fund, $267,918.33. In SPLOST, it's $37,101.47. In T-SPLOST 1, there's $492,170.14. And in T-SPLOST 2, there's $39,836. For a total bank balance of $2,709,381.78. Performance for the month of August 2022, revenues in the enterprise fund were $33,477.44. Expenses in enterprise fund were $39,767.20. Net deficit income on the enterprise fund was $6,289.76. Revenues in the general fund were $37,527.50. Expenses in the general fund were $31,200.03 for a net income in the general fund of $6,327.47.
All right, very good. Thank you. Moving on, we do not have any disposition of absences and we did the financial reports, so we're looking at the regular council meeting for 8-22-2022. Chair, what's your motion?
Make a motion to approve the regular council meeting minutes for 8-22.
Grab a second.
Second.
All right, second by Councilperson Auerbach. Discussion. All those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you. Adopting the meeting agenda. Does anyone have any questions, requests, or changes they would like to make?
I have a question.
Yes.
We are discussing approval for the RFP evaluation working group, and we're also going to need a committee. Can I do those both tonight, or should I wait and do the committee next meeting. They're both going to be necessary. Can I combine them into one motion?
To add to the next meeting or this agenda?
This one.
Did we discuss this in the work session?
We did. It's on the agenda number 3, new business, consideration of our...
Oh, sorry, evaluation order. Gotcha.
So we also need a committee because...
So it's going to be 2 separate groups?
They really need a committee because the committee, the proposals have to be opened under more strict guidelines than just the working group.
All right, let's add the committee to this committee as well.
If I can combine them.
Yeah, and then we can discuss it at that point. See if that works. So we're going to add evaluation work group and committee.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. All right, anyone else? Chair will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
All right, I have a motion from Councilperson Silver. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Myers. All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, Mayor's report. First off, I would like to introduce candidate Bob Christian and his wife Frances. Bob is running for the District 6 seat, and I believe that is our area here. Currently, who's in that seat?
It's currently an open seat based on the new redistricting. Lucien Bath is the seated representative in the current...
Right, I couldn't remember exactly how that turned out, but...
Yeah, she... do I have a couple minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead, tell us about yourself and your, you know...
Yes, well, then I'll come forward, everybody. Thank you so much for having me here tonight. I truly appreciate it. I won't take up a lot of time. I just wanted to introduce myself to everybody because of that very question. It's the most common question I've been asked in the last 5 months since I announced my candidacy. My name is Bob Christian. I am the Democratic nominee for U.S. House District 6. It is a brand new district that was redrawn in the redistricting process of this time frame. It now includes all of Dawson County, all of Forsyth County, North Fulton, East Cherokee, East Cobb, with pieces of Marietta, and a tiny portion of Northwest Gwinnett County. And it's being treated as an open seat for electoral purposes. Currently, we had either Carolyn Bordeaux or Lucien McBath in the overlapping districts that were brought together. Obviously, because of that redraw, Lucien made the decision to move to the new 7th. She primaried Carolyn, and Carolyn will no longer be a member of the Congress, in the seat of 118th Congress. I'm running to fill that open seat. A little bit about myself. I'm a father of 2 daughters. I'm a husband of this wonderful woman that came here with me tonight. I'm a small business owner. I'm a nonprofit founder. I'm also a combat veteran. Several of the things that I want to accomplish for the district, one of the reasons that I'm here is because I want people to know that I'm going to be available to them at even the smallest level of government, because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the decisions get made for the people that live in the district. And I want your council to know, I want you guys to know that you have a voice that goes all the way to the top. And I want you all to be available, or know that I'm available to you when that time comes and you need me. I've left some cards in the back. It's got my direct email address on it. You can give a call to the office. Once I'm in Washington, D.C., I plan to open up an office in every one of the counties, so you should be able to find yourself relatively good access to my office when that time comes. As it stands right now, I'm really located in Cumming, Georgia, 416 Purple Ferry. Again, the address is on the cards in the back. And unfortunately, I cannot stay very long this evening because we do have another event to get to. But if you have any questions, please email them to me. I used to promise I'd respond very quickly, but suddenly I've become busier than I anticipated. I always respond. So thank you very much for having me, Mayor Stokes.
Right,
I appreciate it. Bob,
it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Good luck in your election.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, next item on my mayor's report is we received the bids for the RFP for Russell Road and the piping of the culvert. We've got some things that we needed clarification on from the engineering firm, ISE. These quotes were a little bit higher than we expected. One of the issues was the... We were discussing, and they were quoting on not closing Russell Road during the process, but we are looking at and we're trying to determine if we can have them rebid their quotes based on the ability to close Russell Road and use the road across the dam for egress and egress while that construction is taking place. It's going to require some logistics and some planning, But I am looking forward to maybe we can have a Zoom meeting with the engineer so she can explain to all of us exactly what is involved and what we need to do to make this process move forward. So bear with us, we're trying to get that worked out with ISE. We've had someone here this weekend, as a matter of fact, revisiting the location over there, and they're starting to kind of form a new plan so that we can get this back on track. Also, we had talked about, I know there's been some discussions about what we can and cannot do with the city pool, whether we can have the pool open but not have lifeguards. I am asking the city clerk to set up a Teams meeting, a Zoom meeting with our Burma representative, so that individual can tell us what our limits are, parameters are, for being able to continue to have coverage under Burma for the pool and the city property. So hopefully we'll have that set up in the near future so we can, I don't think there's any rush on this because we really aren't gonna be able to do anything until next year, but I do think it will help clear up a lot of the gray area as to what it is that we can do going forward. I also want to tell you folks that this past Wednesday night, we had a North Fulton local option sales tax town hall meeting. It was heavily attended.
It was good.
It was very good. Were you there?
I was streaming on YouTube.
Yes, okay, good. Because I was looking to see how many folks we had there. There were folks there from all the cities.
Yes.
We had,
if we could do that if those 15 mayors could do that quarterly with Fulton County, maybe they would hear us.
Yes, well, we're doing it again this Wednesday night in South Fulton, down in College Park. And Roswell has graciously volunteered to do a bus down to South Fulton. So if you're interested in going down to South Fulton and being a part of the South Fulton Town Hall Local Option Sales Tax meeting, I think any and all support improves our position in these negotiations as far as the local option sales tax is concerned. We had an all-day negotiation mediation on Friday. There was a small amount of progress made, but it's still well outside the parameters of what we feel like is a fair and equitable negotiation. So we're going to go back at it again October 7th. But in the meantime, I think any and all public attention that we can bring to this matter is going to be beneficial because the Fulton County Commissioners would not even be in the room with us on Friday because there were cameras and they were live streaming, which to me, this is a very public matter. It is your tax dollars, and trust me, those sales, local option sales tax money that comes in from people outside of Fulton County, when they come here to enjoy our stadiums and our hotels and things like that, they're helping keep your property taxes low. And I don't think that we as the cities are asking an unreasonable share of that money and what could be the equivalent of $3.2 billion over a 10-year period. So any support you can lend to that situation, we certainly welcome it. It helps in our negotiations. That is it for the mayor's report. I will now ask for any council members if they would have some reports. Councilperson Alba.
Yeah, just a quick update on the fire department. Just FYI, it took over 2 months to get an appointment with Lourdes to find out where we are and figure out what we've spent of what was budgeted for this year. Bottom line is there's approximately $4,300 left in the money that was budgeted for the fire department. And moving forward, Lord has suggested that I inform council that if we need to, we're going to be estimating another $3,500 from Oktoberfest and $4,000 from Santa's Run. It looks like the chief sent me a very preliminary budget that I went through this morning, and it looks like what could be needed the rest of this year is around $3,400 after fundraisers and what we've spent and what's been budgeted for training and all that. So all I can say is we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. Hoping we will raise more than we're anticipating from fundraisers.
Or at least as much.
At least as much, yeah. The second and last update, Mark put me in touch with two engineers from Cardno. Thank you for that. We met on September 8th and Julia Neal joined us.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Bill, have you joined the meeting? Can you hear us?
This is Bill calling.
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Right on time.
Thank you.
So the exciting news, Julia Neal joined us, which I was grateful for because she knows lakes and watersheds and all that backwards and forwards. So the exciting news is that Cardno has been assimilated by Stantec, which is an international firm, and they have their own grants team, kind of like Cisco has for technology. So we had to send them everything we had, which was tons of stuff, including stormwater management plan, the 319H grant application, a lot of Julia's reports. She had old Army Corps engineer reports, a lot of Carol's stuff. They're going to go through all that at no charge and then turn it over to their grants team to help us find grants to cover what they're going to recommend. And we've discussed many things besides dredging the lakes because that's just too expensive, including things like islands, expanding the wetlands. Anyway, I was very excited about that meeting. So that's going to take a while.
Thank you, Rob. Excuse me for a second. Yes, folks, please mute yourself until you're recognized.
It's Bill. The airline is muting Bill.
The airline is muting Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was the airline?
Yes.
Great.
Asking what do you like?
Apologies to American Air. All right. They'll work it out. Let's keep going. So anything else, Councilperson?
Make this motion by text or is that allowed?
Somebody asked.
Yeah, I'm here to answer
the question. It was a good meeting. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Right. Did they give you a sample RFP for the watershed?
No, because we're not sure what we're going to do yet. They will get me one, though, when we need it. Yeah.
Any other council members have any reports? Yes, ma'am.
Just a small report. I wanted to thank Bob Shepherd and Eddie Mathis for meeting here a couple weeks ago to get the switchboard all reorganized and set up the way that we need it for meetings. We're not using the mics today, that's my fault, but Eddie was able to get the mics kind of aligned with the right ports on the switchboard. We got some good feedback from last week's meeting. People could hear it a little bit better, so I think those efforts were useful, right? So that, I just wanted to thank them. They took a couple hours out of their one evening to come down and just get it all straightened out. So that was wonderful. And also we will talk today, this month, the communications committee worked on internet plans that might improve the situation a little bit here in the community building. That's one of the items on the agenda tonight.
All right.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. All right, anyone else? All right, moving on to the City Hall report.
I don't really have much to report other than that we did complete the receiving of bids for the RFP, so it has now moved where she is vetting and reviewing, etc. So there will be a decision to be made next month because of the timing of everything. And I finished my court clerk training and my other safety coordinator training stuff that I was due to complete, so that is all ready to go. There's always going to be more training, but that was kind of held me up for a little bit over the last few weeks and the holiday weekend. And then, you know, we are really close to finalizing and getting people on staff. So
I did pick up the background checks today from Roswell, so for the three firemen and for the two employees.
Yeah. Thanks.
Anything else? No.
I think that covers.
I would like to add that Jennifer managed City Hall in the City of Mountain Park by herself last week in Logan's absence while she was on vacation, and she was very strong in keeping the wheels on the little train, if you will. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on, we have the consent agenda. As you can see, these are things that we've already discussed or and/or have no real option to. So, Chair will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I will make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
And a second by Councilperson Silver. All those in favor?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Are you aye or nay on the consent agenda? Bill, you may wind up being a spectator this time around. We'll count you as here, but I don't know if this is going to work.
So you got your $75.
All right, it is approved. 4-0-0. Okay. Down to unfinished business. First item on the agenda is the consideration of approving a one-year landscaping contract with Elite Services for $9,900 annual cost, or the Robinson Brothers contract for a monthly cost of $700 with no annual contract. So this, I'm going to ask Councilperson Auerbach to lay this out for us. First, I'm going to ask City Clerk, do we have all the documentation that we require?
Yeah, the certificate of insurance that we're awaiting on, we did receive.
All right, so I'm going to ask Councilperson Auerbach to please lead this discussion.
Before I make the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just bring us up again. How we got to this point.
Okay. So how we got to this point is after interviewing several different landscaping companies, we found one finally that was charging $825 per month. Maybe it was $835 per month. And that's Elite. They agreed to do a month only without a contract. And then their contract theoretically was going to begin September 1st, but we had some delays there. So they did the month of, September, at their monthly fee without a signed contract. In the meantime, the Robinson Brothers came along and they quoted $700 a month, but they didn't have insurance. So it's taken them a full 2 months or so to, I guess they presented insurance, right? So I was thinking that we should go with the Robinson Brothers, and we still may, but Bill brought up an interesting point that he wants to keep, so he suggested keeping service outside of Mountain Park. So $700 a month for the Robinson Brothers versus $825 per month with Elite. We did not really discuss this at the work session, so I'm not sure what to do. And we do have a precedent of not working with neighbors, not hiring locals to do some of our work, so that's just food for thought. Bill also suggested, he'd be saying this, I'm sure, if he could speak, that he likes the idea of having a contract with a lead, more professional company, and their contract can be stopped with a 30-day notice. So there we have it.
All right, then you're just going to have to make a motion.
Okay,
and we'll see whether it's
voted
up or
down. Take it back if we have to. So I'm going to make the motion to approve the Elite Landscape Services, $825 per month or $9,900 annually.
All right, we have a motion by Councilperson Auerbach to approve the Elite Landscaping Services. Do I have a second?
Second
by Councilperson. All right. Yeah, I did hear you that time. All right. But Councilperson Meyer got there ahead of you, but that's good to know you're still there. All right. Any discussion? Yes, ma'am.
So do we know, in fact, that Robinson Brothers are residents? I know their history. I know where they're from. But do we know that they're currently residents
yes.
in Mountain Park?
We do.
Yeah. Okay. That was my question.
When I talked to him, he always says I'm right up the hill.
Okay.
My mom's Gigi.
That was my question.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to them. I'm just, anyway.
I've known them since then.
I know you have.
All right, yes, sir.
Two questions. One, what is the scope of the services? Is it just the green and the surrounding areas?
Yes, I did not bring that map
tonight.
It's City Hall, the green, the roads going up to the pool, across from the pool, all around the pool, parking lot, and a little bit up. Whatever street that is.
And I know we need this because we don't have a city maintenance person. The question I have either to you or to Jennifer is once we have a city maintenance person, are we going to reevaluate this contract? Because that's formally what that maintenance person did and the equipment we own.
Yeah, I mean, it would ultimately be up to you guys. I mean, yes, that is part of the maintenance scope. I will say there are some things right now that have to be done. You know, so it would be a little bit easier to start somebody without having to deal with the landscaping maintenance that would be required.
Yeah, but give them a chance to kind of work into all the other projects until they reach a point where they're ready to take on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's just a question.
Yeah.
Because is this budgeted? Do we have this budgeted? Or is the perceived reduction in the maintenance wages offset this?
Well, that's why you guys would ultimately have to vote on it. I mean, it's not, I don't think, officially included in the ultimate budget, but there was, obviously, we've had not had a maintenance person, so.
Right. Okay.
But that's why you guys have to decide.
Yeah, I think we talked about, we're hoping that the decrease in maintenance salary over, since what, last November might offset. I know that's not the same fiscal year budget.
No. I agree with the catching up, and if we got a good person hired, there's a lot of things they need to do. But I look at this contract, and I know in past contracts I've been able to get a discount for the winter months where there's no grass mowing, maybe there's leaf blowing. It's just, but I think it's a good agreement. We also have a 30-day walk.
That's the pro for using the Robinson Brothers. They don't have any contract at all. I'm guessing we could call them up and say, don't come this week. I don't know. But we've also discussed that there really are lots of things that can be done in the winter that haven't been done for a while.
That are included in this contract?
There's a list of things that they will do if we want them to, in addition. I don't know. Pros and cons to both.
I'd say I'm good. Well, I'm not voting, but I would view this as a temporary solution until we get more settled and say,
we want
to pay $10,000 a year for
money.
Yeah.
Councilperson Meyer.
I agree with that. We're not locked in, but for 30 days, we have a lot of catching up to do, and they've just been so responsive and
the agreement's great.
It looks so good, and the memorial benches that I asked about are all clear and clean, and you know, they've just done a beautiful job, and they've been here since even before we asked them to be.
I know.
I think we wouldn't have to worry about getting good service this way, and we're not cutting off either option.
All right. Councilman Colburner, do you have anything you'd like to add to this discussion? Give us the $35,000 view.
Prove it.
Okay. I don't think we have Bill. So any more discussion, any questions, anyone? All those in favor of Elite, please designate by a show of hands. It is unanimous. Thank you. All right, we'll get them teed up. Okay, so we will include you as part of the vote. Thank you, Councilman.
He's in a different time zone.
Yes.
Delay.
All right. Next item under new business is the approval of a leak detection reimbursement for Wendy Probst in the amount of $375.
I make a motion to approve the leak detection I make a motion to approve the leak detection reimbursement for Wendy Brooks.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Auerbach. Discussion.
Bill, can you discuss? Well, basically, she can follow all the rules, hired a technician, it didn't work out, it seems.
Turns out it was our problem.
Our problem.
Right. Anybody have anything they'd like to add to that? All those in favor, designate by a show of hands. Any opposed? We have 3-4, 1 against. It passes. All right. Next item is consideration of the RFP for smart meters, amended to reflect multiple legal opinions received.
I make a motion to approve publication of the final draft of RFP for smart water meters as amended by several legal opinions.
All right. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Meyer. Discussion.
I just have to start off by saying I'm super excited about this. I've been watching Robin work on this day and night, night and day, for 10 months. Due diligence to the extreme, math whiz. astonishing paperwork, just an incredible amount of preparation, despite obstacles and roadblocks. And I just cannot thank you enough for hanging in there.
Thank you very much, but I have to clarify, I am not a math whiz. And I can prove it over and over and over. I have a couple questions. I know Jennifer will, she'll publish this as soon as possible because she's got to check ad deadlines and things like that. I don't really know that part of the process. I hope you got a chance to look at the ad I sent. That's the ones that seems to be most appropriate for this one.
Yeah, I really
agree. My question is, what is the procedure for notifying vendors that we've spoken to? And I have since found several others that I've heard people use terms like, we reached out to the people we talked to and told them the RFP had been published. How does that work? Do we send them an ad? Do we, what happens?
And can you kind of show that process?
I don't think there's anything that prohibits you from having, from certainly letting them know that the ad has been posted or the RFP has been posted. I mean, there are the statute that applies requires several different types of advertisement, and you know you're supposed to post it conspicuously at the governing authority's office. It's advertised on the Georgia Procurement Registry, and it can be advertised in the legal organ of the county or on the website of the governmental entity. So all those things, there will be access to the information, and there's certainly nothing that prevents you from saying, hey, by the way, this is out there if you're interested.
So just let them know it's been published and direct them to our website. Yeah. Right. Basically, that's it.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Certainly don't want to have any discussions with them about the details of it. This is supposed to be a competitive process. And one that, you know, where there's no favored son, so to speak.
Gotcha.
But there's nothing wrong with letting them know it's there.
So. Yeah, because at some point, too, if there are questions, we have to have a time frame that questions have to be submitted, and then we have to respond and post the answers for
everybody. Yeah, and I think that that is all in the RFP. All that's left now is to determine. We're thinking this might happen in January. I don't know. I don't remember what you thought about that. Just mainly because when they come back in, if we get as let's hope we get a lot of responses. We may get, you know, one or two, who knows. But by the time we open them, evaluate them, and all those dates have to go in the RFP, then we have to plan for the committee to meet, to review, and then we have to present it to council. So it, and with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that, it may not be till January, seriously. We'll see. Jennifer will, she'll let us know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right, any other questions or comments? All those in favor designate by a show of hands. And that's 4-4. I don't hear Councilman
Thorne. He's gone, I think.
Okay, we lost him. All right, it does pass, so we will put it down as a...
An updated water meter. I think there's been like two or three water meters replaced since Logan updated the water meter inventory before. That is an attachment that's got to go with the RFP.
Yeah, that shouldn't be that
difficult. Okay, great.
Right. I think she's been tracking that, I believe, when she's made those changes.
She probably has been. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, the last item is the consideration of RFP evaluation work group and committee. Please. Explain first because we want to understand the motion and then we can discuss it.
So the purpose of the working group is to establish RFP committee guidelines for evaluating proposals received and potentially developing a review or scoring system. So we've got to meet, look through the RFP, and decide what is most important to this city. We've already stated that this is not cost only, although cost is very important. This is what's best for our city, considering our city, budget, staffing, everything. So once we come up with those guidelines, then we want to have the committee actually open the RFPs fees at a designated time and place. And the reason we want to do this is because when I reviewed some of the proposals received by the city of Canton, they got nine. Of course, their contracts are millions of dollars, so we're not going to get nine. But they're all 30 to 50 pages long. There's no way we can open these in City Hall, open at a work session, and go through them all and discuss them. So anybody's welcome to help us develop the evaluation system, so
in
to speak,
in the work group.
Everybody's welcome as long as we don't have a quorum. And then the actual committee goes by those guidelines, evaluates, and makes a recommendation to council.
Okay. I want to ask Robert to tell us, are we clear on that?
Yeah, I mean, there are some potential pitfalls that we have to be careful for or about. The state statute, and this thing, I mean, I'm holding it here, it's 65 pages long, the statute that applies to public work, so it is comprehensive to say the least. But you know, there are requirements that have to be met, and we have to be careful. You mentioned a quorum. Obviously, you wouldn't want, as part of the committee, any members or enough members of the council to create a quorum to the point where it would have to become a public meeting, because that would fall and that could fly into the face of some of these provisions. For instance, there's a provision in here that the governmental entity has to open the proposals at a time and place designated in the request to avoid disclosure of the contents to competing offerors during the negotiations. Yeah. And there is a process of discussion and negotiations that's permitted by the law after the submissions of the proposals and prior to the award. Those have to take place in such a way as to not disclose the contents of the proposals to competing offerors. So, you know, it needs to be set up. What I would suggest perhaps is, you know, once you guys have sort of a framework for what the committee would look like, that perhaps you submit that to, you know, that to Brandon and have him review it and give, you know, his blessing that it complies with all these, you know, multitude of requirements that's in this public work.
Believe it or not, I've read that. Not to say I remember it all, but actually this project we have determined does not fall under the public works construction. And I did consult with two other attorneys. We're submitting this under the professional services. And I was told by GMA attorney that if I was following the City of Canton guidelines, they're not a fly-by-night company, and we should be just fine by following their guidelines. However, that's what I was referring to about the strict rules that must surround the evaluating of the proposal, and if we need to, we definitely will ask questions about that to make sure we're not doing anything we're not supposed to do. And one other thing. Oh, I have several examples of scoring evaluation sheets. Because the scope of this project is so varied and so many different possibilities, some supply water meters, some do not, it's going to be really difficult to have a preset scoring. We have to look at this and come up with the right thing to do. We'll make sure it's done correctly.
All right. Thank you. I've got a quick question, then I'm going to Councilman Morgan. So, in a case like this, we don't need to, I think, vote on whether to have a work group or not. I think that's just a logistical group that's going to work together to kind of establish the parameters for this. But we do want to sanction the committee. And we want to make sure that we're setting it up correctly. So we can't have a quorum, which means we can't have more than two council members and a mayor or mayor pro tem. Can you have three council members, but as long as you don't have the mayor or mayor pro tem present, would that still keep it from being considered a quorum?
I thought it was three plus
is what we have read.
Yeah.
Right. So I just want to confirm that. Uh-huh. So, you know, we can get the support of a couple of council members for that once we sanction it.
Can we have two council members and a mayor pro tem?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a quorum?
I don't think so.
No.
So what I would say, for what it's worth, what I would suggest is that you, if you're going to make a motion tonight, that you make a motion to, you know, create a RFP evaluation group or committee. And then at some point, you're going to have to determine who those people, committee members are, and that they have to be then approved. You know, they would be offered up to the council.
Well, that's kind of where I was going with this. So once we know, you know, once we approve the committee, then we can sort out making sure that it falls within the acceptable guidelines, right. You know.
So it's kind of a two-step process.
Okay. You're
establishing the committee today, and you'll figure out who you want on it. Vote to approve those people.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to make sure I was thinking the right
way. We have to actually vote to approve the members of the committee?
Well, that would be my suggestion. It would just be like if a city had a historic preservation committee, or they had a planning commission or anything like that. Okay. They typically will offer these people up and they will vote to be approved.
If you don't name the individuals, is there an issue with just saying that it's got to be this many people and either, you know, in other words, you couldn't have three council members working on it and then halfway through it switch it out to another three, because right. Then it starts getting like everybody's, if I understand you correctly, the reason you name these individuals is those are the ones that are dedicated to that process.
Yeah, and it makes sure, gives you an opportunity to make sure that they meet the criteria that's necessary under the law to comply with whatever act is necessary.
All right. Well, we'll vet this a little bit more once we approve the committee, and if it passes.
Yeah.
Councilmember?
I just want to make sure, without unduly slowing it down, because I think the criteria is really critical to make sure there's overall agreement, especially the council and the public,
right.
That everybody agrees with that. So is there a possibility, and we all can't be on the committee, so
right.
Is there a possibility that once those criteria are pulled together, you can come back and say, hey, this is the weighting criteria we're thinking about?
Absolutely. I was just thinking that we can just to do updates at council. There, if it's not too long in our committee updates, to let everybody know what's happening. And you know, we can do this any way you want. We can do this any way anybody wants to. We can have a special session where we get together and take a little longer than it's going
to dedicated to that. Yeah,
too long for a work session,
right?
But we can make sure everybody is as informed as they want to be. And I lost my train of thought a second ago. I also have several examples of committee RFP evaluation committee guidelines that other cities have used. So we'll be putting those together as well. Okay.
Right. So Councilman Myers.
I just had a comment that the work group would be the entity that would develop the scoring system. Is that right? So if you were interested in that piece of it, but not doing the being part of the reading committee, you could do work group and then kind of a different group could be the committee. Is that correct?
Yes, but I think I agree with Councilman Murphy that we want the work group to keep us updated and come back with and what ultimately will be the final version, so the council can weigh in and make sure that everybody's in agreement, or at least a majority's in agreement. That's how it's going
to
be.
By the way, I'm willing to serve on either.
Thank you, Councilperson Silver.
I've got two questions. One of them is, do we have any idea of any kind of an existing rubric that exists that other cities have used? Do we have any kind of a model?
Not to my, I don't have one. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is we're not evaluating this on cost.
Right, as opposed to just a good
asking for an opinion. Which is better for this city? AMI, AMR versus regular standard meters? What, you know, it's an opinion, right?
I'm almost thinking in terms of a flow chart. If yes, to this
way.
We'll make sure you're on the committee.
That's right.
And then my other question was, and I've lost my train of thought, and it'll come back.
Well, we can take the clerk's question and then we'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to figure out timeline to get these guidelines working and committee working, and how quickly can that happen or will that happen? Because obviously that's an impact if we're looking at them doing this for the current RFP that you discussed earlier. I don't know if it will all timeline-wise work out.
I'm not sure. Are you talking about this RFP?
Yes.
The smart meters?
Yes.
So I think we have to work backwards, seriously. I think we need from you the timeline for advertising, mm-hmm. the timeline for, we need the dates for when the proposals are due, and then whatever else.
But that could happen fairly quickly.
Really? How long? Is it 60 days, or how many days do you have to advertise it?
I want to say the minimum is 30, but I would have to confirm. 100%.
Somewhere in there, I remember 60.
A lot of times it feels like 60. I know because there's advertising, and then, you know, when you can publish it is based on the advertising. So there is a timeline involved from start to finish. So that's kind of where I was. I know you keep talking about the water RFP with the committee, and that's why I was trying to just get clarification for myself.
Oh yeah, I've been trying to clarify it too. So the dates are, and I meant to bring my calendar tonight because I was going to see who wanted to be on the working group and then pick a date so we can start. And just
especially if we were talking about kind of having an approval process for those who are on the committee and a commitment to serve on the committee.
And I don't remember off the top of my head, after the proposals are received, how long do we have to notify the proposers who is awarded?
I think you have as much time as you want with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's what I'll tell you.
If it's approved by council, I don't want to leave that out because we do have to bring it for a vote.
So let's go back to the original consideration here, which was the RFP committee. Mm-hmm. And the work, do we have to approve work groups? Because work groups are not, they're not really sanctioned by the city. They, you know, they just people that come together to help, you know, as long as it's not a quorum.
Yeah.
Or should we make this a motion that includes work groups and committee?
Well, I mean, I don't think you have to approve it. It just depends on, I mean, if you're creating a committee, I would think, you know, my suggestion would be to make a motion to approve the creation of a committee that is going to, you know, that you're going to ultimately approve the members, and they're going to eventually come up with these criteria, report back to the city council on what they're making a recommendation, in other words. Yeah. These are what we recommend the criteria to be, and then the council vote to accept those as they are or modify those or whatever. So they're doing kind of the, you know, they're a recommending body, kind of like a planning commission. Or
we're a citizen review advisory board. That
right, an advisory board. Yeah. And so, that would be my suggestion is, you know, based on the way I've seen other cities handle these kinds of things or similar things, is, you know, to create a committee and go from there. But I do think it's a good idea to, you know, vote on approving those committee members so that there's no issue about.
All right, well, let's do this. Tonight we'll approve the committee to be organized, and then once the organization is done, and then we'll have get an opinion from, you know, attorney, make sure we're, then we'll approve the final product in another council meeting. Once the names of the individuals that are on that committee are determined, we'll make sure that everybody's legit. So I don't know which one had your hand up first, but her? Okay, you.
Well, my question came back to me as far as using the ARPA funds to get some of this paid for, hopefully all of it, but at least some of it. Are we under a deadline for that as well?
The ARPA funds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have until...
We have to, and I wasn't prepared with ARPA information correctly, but I want to say we have to have it designated by sometime in 2024 and used by 2026.
Okay.
If I am remembering correctly.
We have time.
Okay.
Okay.
I will verify that because I, you know, there's a lot of information in there.
So it sounds like we need to just make the motion tonight to approve the committee.
Right.
Then we get all the answers, timelines, as per whatever,
30 days, 60 days.
Right, all the logistics of work.
At the next meeting, we can go ahead and start our working group to start working.
Right, working group is fine.
Next month, we announce who the committee members are. And just to clarify again, we can have three council members and...
No, you cannot have the mayor or mayor pro tem, because then that's a quorum. So we need to confirm that. You can have, I'm a little questionable about the three, but we can confirm the three council.
I've done that so many times and I just can't keep it in my head.
Yeah, three council members.
I think two plus mayor or mayor pro tem is okay. Three plus one is a quorum.
Yeah, but what about three, but not a mayor or mayor pro tem?
Three plus either mayor pro tem or mayor would be quorum.
Right, but so three, but no mayor or mayor pro tem is not a quorum.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Okay.
So we just want to make sure we're yes.
I think he's
looking it up.
Trying to see if he's doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, because we discuss these things, and sometimes I get confused.
Yeah.
I think I know it after this long, but sometimes it gets to be, it used to be seven council members, so it was
right.
Totally
right.
Different.
That's what it is.
Three.
A volunteer.
Two. Any two of us plus a mayor. Maybe three total.
We're going to let him look it up. No kidding. Now you have another question.
But there's money on this, right? I mean, but, this is just bragging rights.
Yes. Did you have something else?
My question was really answered. I didn't want to wait another month for there to be any progress for the RFP at all. So yeah. The working group
can go ahead and proceed. So right. Yes, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Curious, really. Can it be decided that someone is not allowed to be on committee?
Council approved. So, you know, by not approving somebody, that's kind of a left-handed way of saying you're not welcome to be on the committee, I guess.
Right. So is there some criteria, like you have to be a citizen or you have to be a resident or is it?
I don't know, Ken. I don't know if there's any established criteria, because I would welcome any outside help if they knew what they were, you know, if they had some expertise or experience in dealing with this, you know, we would probably welcome their input in the work group and or in the committee if they brought something to the table.
But if somebody was bringing something to the table that was objectionable, could you...
To council?
No, to be on the committee. Say somebody who didn't want the city to succeed.
Well, I think that's gonna come down to what the council's ultimate vote is on the committee members once that is established. So that'll be the you know the determining factor there, I guess.
Thank you. That's right. That was my question.
Yes.
So yeah, section 2.33 says the mayor and the mayor pro tem, during the absence of disability of the mayor, three other council members shall constitute a quorum.
Right.
Okay.
So that means that three council members, but without the mayor or mayor pro tem, or two council members and the mayor or mayor pro tem.
Okay.
So thank you for clarifying that, Ashley.
Thank you.
I can. Yes, but I would rather not.
So I would love to have you on the working.
Wait. Let's do the motion to approve the committee, and then we'll start figuring out who's going to be on.
Okay. I reiterate my motion to approve the
RFP evaluation.
There you go. To the RFP evaluation committee.
All right. Motion by Councilperson Auerbach. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Silver. She got her hand up first. Any more discussion? All those in favor, does it by a show of hands. And it is unanimous. Thank you. So we have a committee. So now you guys just need to determine who is willing and who is able to participate. And that doesn't mean you have to determine that now. What you can start doing, though, you certainly can start working on the work group, the evaluation. Then in the course of that, to figure out who your committee members are. All right?
Volunteers welcome.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Chair will entertain. Okay. Do I have a second?
Second
by Councilperson Myers. For the Murphy Myers Show of here says, all those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you, folks. Goodbye.
what?
I don't have to keep up a lot. I got it again.